Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Talking About Vandalia. Our podcast, Talking About Vandalia with Mayor Doug Knable, is brought to you in part by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, and Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. So kind of to start us off a little bit from last night, talked more about Vandalia Lake and working on the siltation issue. I guess just kind of recap that a little bit.
Yeah, so we had some good news in that we've talked about in the past that we were applying for a grant to do the watershed study. In essence, is what we really need to have in place to look at getting larger grants to address some of the concerns out at the lake. Part of that grant is actually, it was a geo study, a study that will, in essence, measure, you know, the water levels of the lake in various areas, also the siltation levels, how deep the siltation is, and then ultimately would give us an understanding of what, in the case of a severe drought, because it is our water source, what impact that, you know, worst case scenario on our lake levels. So that was part of that grant application. And I think we had a cost in there of $12,500. We'll come to find out, because the lake is our water source, we were eligible through the IDNR, through their programs. They're covering that for us. So there's actually guys on site now. They're going to be here this week doing the study. They're, in essence, going to go from point to point back in all the coves. You know, and then sometime in the next month, we'll have a detailed report that kind of gives us an idea of what it's going to help us pinpoint some of the areas of real concern. I mean, we've got an idea, but this will help, you know, kind of memorialize that. And again, at, you know, no cost to the city. And then ultimately, you know, we think we'll be successful in getting that watershed grant. That's an additional $12,500 that we'll be able to apply to something else.
And understanding was, without the watershed grant and the plan, you can't move forward on a lot of the grant opportunities.
No, because I mean, in the past, the city had applied for a grant, it was denied, and then just based on conversations with people that, you know, that are in the know, so to speak, yeah, the state, when awarding the grants, want to see that you've done the homework. They want to see that you've done that watershed plan, so we know exactly what we're working with. So this was the first, you know, again, really a positive step. We kind of just found out, you know, almost kind of a fluke, but, and again, they're already, a group out of the University of Illinois, so they'll be on the lake this week doing their testing, and you know, then we'll have that report in a month or so.
So a couple of individuals were at city council last night that work on some siltation stuff, and they talked more to the council. So you guys just found out more information up front last night.
Yeah, so we've been talking specifically about the one cove, you know, that, you know, we realize we're going to have to do this on a phased-in basis. But, you know, starting in that cove that's, you know, I don't mention, like, back in like behind Greg Starnes there, you know, if people know where he lives, you know, that's a very bad cove. So we did have a group out of Effingham come over, take a look, gave us some potential solutions with, you know, kind of a dredging and then using siltation bags to kind of create their own dam. You know, and then that takes, because it's our water source, again, it takes EPA approval, you know, and they can help with that. So what was really decided last night was, you know, using our engineering firm, you know, we have to put that out for bid. And so we'll have to come up and develop a certain set of specs, which we'll be in the process of doing. We've said all along, this is going to be a spring of 26 solution, you know, it'll roll into our new budget year. But this way we can work on it over the winter and then be ready, you know, when the new budget year hits next year to take some kind of progress there.
So one more thing with the lake, looking at some dam repairs and have, you know, kind of looked into getting that done and need to get it done pretty quickly if possible because of the lower levels right now.
Yeah, so again, the lake, you know, prior to the rain over the weekend, you know, the lake was as low, some people have said, as they've seen it in, you know, in several years. And so what that does is it exposes the dam. And so you can see some of the cracks and some of the areas that just need some maintenance. And again, I don't want to alarm people. It's not, you know, there's no risk of losing the dam. But however, when the water level is like that, you know, we need to be able to take advantage of that if we can. And so the discussion was last night, we'd met with a group that has a sealant product that is specific to, to watersheds, to the water. It's something that you can use. You know, you just can't go in there and necessarily pour concrete. And so then the conversation centered around using that material and having a group out of Springfield, you know, give us a quote to, you know, be able to come in and do that. And, you know, again, to, you know, there's a bidding process that's typically required. However, if we can deem something an emergency, you know, basically we can, you know, with the consent of the council, we can move forward to address that. Again, it's not the ideal situation. However, in this case, because of the water levels, you know, there's a real small window of opportunity here. So we may be in a position where we have to move forward with that. Now, again, looking at the forecast, rains this weekend, that window may close. You know, talking to Scott, you know, out at the lake, you know, he estimates that water, at least on the dam level, that water went up 6 inches just from the rain we got over the weekend. So if that happens again this weekend, that window may close.
So talking a little bit more about that, because there was a lot of discussion, you were not in favor of just a blank check. So you'll be the one to get the bid and then kind of say, hey, we're going to move forward or we're not, depending on what the cost is.
Yeah. So yeah, just yeah, to be clear and transparent. So what the council gave me the authority to do last night is basically to consider this an emergency situation where in this case, we wouldn't necessarily have to bid. Again, this isn't something that there's a lot of companies out there that do anyway. It's a very specialized type of repair work. So yeah, the company we met with is going to give us a quote. I'm going to review it. I have the authority, if I feel comfortable with that, to move forward, you know, with that. You know, again, and I did tell the council last night, I'm not asking for a blank check. Wasn't requesting that. You know, was looking for some kind of guidance, but, you know, we kind of have an idea of maybe, you know, somewhere, again, I'm just going to throw out numbers for the sake of discussion. You know, it could be in that $50,000 to $70,000 range, possibly. That includes the material. But again, you know, we'll have that information later this week. And then depending on the weather and the conditions, we may be or may not be in a position to move forward.
So kind of switching gears a little bit, there was a lot of talk last night with downtown, stop sign possibilities, lighting possibilities. So I know both of those are moving on to the streets committee for the further discussion. But I think all those topics, there was a lot of good things brought up last night.
Yeah, so we had a downtown merchant, Shane Bowen, you know, address the council concerned about what he sees. You know, he's got a business on Gallatin Street, and you know the traffic in between the stop signs. So when you stop at Fifth Street and you're heading west, he's already noticed that people can get to a pretty good speed there. And so his ask was, you know, could we consider putting stop signs in essence at Sixth Street and then at Fourth Street? I kind of weighed in. My concern with 4th Street specifically is when you're pulling off 4th Street onto Gallatin, you know, that's a very busy part of town between, you know, Charter's Patio, you know, the various restaurants, the Sunshine House, you know, that's just, there's just a lot in that area. And I've experienced it myself. When you pull out, I mean, you really have to be very careful, right? And especially if cars are parked up on that corner. So, you know, we're not saying stop signs are necessarily the answer, but I think it's something worth considering. Again, I'm one voice. You know, we did refer it to our streets committee, and they're going to take it under consideration. It is a state route, so obviously IDOT would have to weigh in on that as well. And so, you know, again, no decisions were made last night. We referred it to a committee. We'll have a, you know, more in-depth discussion. You know, maybe consider if there's other options as well. Same with the lights. So, mm-hmm. You know, the lighting, that's something I've said for a while. You know, the lights look very nice aesthetically, but from a function standpoint, to me, it's very, there's not a lot of light there, you know, and so now hearing some of the back history, it's my understanding that they did a few years ago on 4th Street go in and put in a different type of light to see if it created, you know, the effect that they were looking for. And I guess maybe the conversation just kind of stopped there, because I think my sense from the council was that they didn't really get what they were looking for on 4th Street as well. So the discussion last night, again, to refer it to the street committee, is what options do we have? Again, this will be an IDOT conversation. But then Alderman Brosman mentioned that at the time that they did this, you know, basically we were given two options. Do you want walkability or drivability? And I guess at the time the council chose to go with the kind of the walkability, the dimmer lights, I guess is an easier way to say it. Well, again, this is just my opinion, but you know, I brought up in the past old time Christmas, you're walking down the streets, you know, and the streets are closed obviously, but you know, you really sometimes have to walk up on somebody to kind of figure out who it is. So, you know, I've heard other people say the same. So I think, you know, again, we're going to review it and see what options are. Again, we have a beautiful downtown. We want to showcase it, you know, and I think, you know, a little more illumination would go a long way to do that.
So kind of switching gears again, you mentioned last night, so with some of the funds coming in, the taxes and things like that, that everything's up a little bit right now. You're about 5 months into the new fiscal year. And you kind of mentioned the fact that when you get to 6 months, maybe take a deeper look at it, kind of thinking about budget year going ahead.
Yeah, so two things. You got the tax levy coming up. So we'll have to file our tax levy in December. So we'll be having those conversations in November. And then you're always working into the next year's budget cycle. So the positive thing is, and so the second meeting of the month, we get our treasurer's report where Danny, you know, provides kind of an update of where we are year to date on certain things. And if you look specifically at the revenue line items, almost across the board, most of them up, you know, our sales tax, our income tax, the gaming revenue. There are a couple of the tourism tax, hotel, motel is a little bit down. So that's an important conversation to have. And what I would like to do and plan to do in the November meeting, it'll be the second meeting in November. At that time, we should be getting our audit report. Timmerman and Company will be presenting the report. I would also then kind of have like maybe even a work session to discuss where we are halfway through the year so we can prepare, especially as we look at, you know, the tax levy. My goal, you know, my pledge and desire is to hold the property tax levels where they are now. I'm optimistic we'll be in a position to do that based on the performance so far year to date. But again, we'll dig more into that in November.
That's one of the big things that people don't always, not saying they don't understand, but doesn't always get. Sales tax is the big driver for the city.
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's why, you know, we've had these conversations with the establishment of the business district and things like that. You know, what we have to be careful on some of these incentives when, you know, we're working with developers. And again, because sales tax revenue, again, is the driver. We're very fortunate to have a kind of a regional hub from, you know, using the Super Walmart, obviously, pulling people in off the streets. The more sales tax revenue we can generate by volume puts less stress on other tax lines, specifically property tax.
Again, thank you for listening to our podcast, Talking About Vandalia with Mayor Doug Knable. This podcast is brought to you in part by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, and Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. You can find all of our podcasts under our podcast tab on our website at VandaliaRadio.com.